Hello everybody, this is the translation of Pascal Girard's message for Sunday the 17th of October. Gold diggers have been at work in Australia for years. Every now and then, even to this day, one or the other finds a few grams of gold or a few fine nuggets. Perhaps you have seen documentaries on a television station on this very current research. But today you can still see the area where gold diggers of all nationalities worked around 150 years ago, 100 kilometres from Melbourne. If you love adventure and want the chance to get rich, you should head to the state of Victoria in Australia where this place is located. Gold digger camps are still located there. Part of these camps is French, but more like an open-air museum. It will be necessary to go much further in the country, even into the desert, to become rich. However, don't be delusional. If gold was so easy to find there, we would have heard more about it. Chances are you couldn't even cover the travel costs, but treasure hunts have always fascinated people. Jesus also told two little stories on the subject, and the chances of finding the treasure he talks about are much higher than if you dig somewhere for gold. Moreover, the treasure Jesus speaks of far exceeds any idea of value. He recalls two small incidents that Jesus related while sitting in a boat near the shore towards Capernaum. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then, in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. In other words, the church is a place to discover life. It is a place where people can find the greatest treasure of all time. Firstly, the surprising discovery. Let's start with the first little story. The treasure a man finds in a field. We don't know anything about the man who made this discovery except that he stumbled upon a treasure in a field. It may have been a servant ploughing his master's field and stuck his plough on an unknown object. Or he was crossing the field and tripped over a bump that caught his eye. In any case, he unearthed this object and realised its inestimable value. Nervously, he thought about it. He buried the discovered treasure again, hoping that no one was watching him, because no one was to get ahead of him in the realisation of his idea. Immediately realising that such a thing only happens once in a lifetime, this man rejoiced so much that after he buried the treasure again, he sold everything he owned and bought the field to have it. For this treasure, he was ready, without hesitation, to sell all his possessions in order to buy this land. With this simple story, Jesus shows us how the church is growing. It develops because people, unexpectedly, we would say by chance, stumble upon a treasure. People who are not looking for treasure and who seem to discover a precious treasure for no apparent reason. This is what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus. He had only one goal in mind, to exterminate Christians and get this movement nipped in the bud. He was willing to walk over corpses to get there, but suddenly, quite unexpectedly, Jesus got in his way. It changed everything in his life. He completely turned away from his Pharisee faith and followed Jesus from that point on. He quickly realised the greatness of the riches he received in Jesus. He later wrote to the Christians in Philippi what significance this treasure had for him. He wrote, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ." Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. Paul gave up everything that was important to him before he met Jesus. I believe that none of us had an encounter with Jesus as impressive as Paul's on the road to Damascus. But there are always people who do not seek the truth and, unexpectedly, make a surprising discovery. You don't have to be particularly religious to be active in a church to meet Jesus. Many people come across this treasure unexpectedly, and some of us experienced it in a similar way. Secondly, the unique discovery. Jesus told another little story. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls, Matthew chapter 13, verse 45. This merchant was looking for the most beautiful pearls. He had probably already found and bought a lot of beautiful pearls, but one day he discovered a pearl that surpassed in beauty and value any other pearl he had seen in his life. He immediately understood that this was a unique piece. He would never find a more precious pearl. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Matthew chapter 13, verse 46. The merchant represents people who seek the truth. They are religiously active people who are passionate about the meaning of life and eagerly seek the meaning of their own life. People who are interested in spiritual matters and are ready to lead a religious life and to make corresponding sacrifices. Questions of whether life continues after death, whether there is a heaven and a hell. These questions interest them. You could discuss it for hours with these people. They are not bored. On the contrary, they collect pearls and look for the next beautiful and special pearl. But for these people, faith is a path on which they discover more and more things without ever really reaching their destination. The path is the goal. Many are convinced of it. For them, absolute truth does not exist. But this merchant has discovered a pearl that exceeds the widest imagination. A pearl that eclipses all other pearls. He immediately realizes that this pearl is not another reason to hope on his way, but that this pearl is the goal. Unexpectedly, he arrived at his destination. He has now sold everything, including all the pearls he already considered his own, to buy that one pearl. Luke also tells us in the book of Acts of such a man who was in search of the truth. It was the Ethiopian eunuch who came to Jerusalem to worship the God of Israel. He took a scroll from the prophet Isaiah with him and read it on the way, but he didn't know how to understand the words of the prophet. Philip heard this man read and asked him if he understood what he was reading. Before his answer, Philip explained the gospel to him based on the prophet Isaiah. The scales fell from the eyes of the Ethiopian eunuch. It was clear to him now that Isaiah was talking about Jesus, who was crucified for our sins. It was clear to him that thanks to Jesus, he could let go of his guilt and obtain eternal life. He finally knew how to find peace for his soul. Jesus is that pearl. His joy must have been great when he understood this, and when they passed a waterhole, that's where he shouted, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" Acts chapter 8, verse 36. No, there was nothing against it at all. Philip baptized him. Through baptism we express that we are radically turning to Jesus. Paul described him thus, "For if we have been united with him in a death like this, he will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." Certainly, some of us have come to know Jesus along the way. We were looking for the truth, peace for our souls. And we discover Jesus. Jesus said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. Jesus is that unique pearl. Whoever has discovered this pearl should buy it immediately. Therefore, he should also be baptized. Third point, the great discovery. The two men made a great discovery in their own way. One stumbled upon this treasure and the other found it while looking for it. But after making the discovery, they both behaved in exactly the same way. They sold everything to buy this treasure. They were ready to put their lives on the line and not give themselves any way out to escape again. They did what Jesus once said to his disciples. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples, Luke 14, verse 33. It sounds so harsh and to some maybe a bit obnoxious, threatening and too drastic, but these negative associations only appear when we don't recognise the riches we have in Jesus. These two obviously had no difficulty in parting with their possessions, as what they bought with their fortune was beyond anything they could have imagined. The equivalent value is gigantic. Jesus even once said to his disciples, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. God doesn't want to take anything away from us. He wants to give us rich gifts. But we have to let go first. We must, metaphorically speaking, jump like a child into the Father's arms, knowing by trust, by faith, that he will catch up with us. In Jesus' words, it looks like this. "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" Matthew 16, verses 25 and 26. In conclusion, the treasure in the field and the single pearl are images for Jesus Christ. He is the greatest wealth that we can receive. Paul says it this way: "In Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. Whether you are one of those who stumble upon this treasure by chance or one who is looking for pearls, what is important is that we find this treasure. And the church should be a place where this treasure, Jesus Christ, can be discovered. We can invite people to our meetings, we can talk to people about the faith, take them to a conference or give them a good book. There are no limits to ideas. The important thing is that the church makes his treasure known so that as many people as possible understand how great Jesus is and so that they abandon everything that they thought had been important until then to follow Jesus. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. The church is a place where Jesus wants people to discover life. The church is the place where Jesus richly endows his children. Amen.